KVGC News Times, now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday, the 21st day of August for 2017. Well, with the upcoming total solar eclipse just a few hours off, here's some quick safety tips to remind you. Again, not even a quick glance is okay, okay? The use of sunglasses to view the eclipse, no. Those will both damage your eyes. Remember, your retina doesn't contain any pain receptors, so you won't know if you're doing any damage until it's too late. Remember, only use those eclipse glasses that have the ISO label on them. Again, check to make sure the glasses are good. There are no holes or scratches in them. Make sure if you put them against a light source, you cannot see any light except for maybe the sun. Okay. Again, also, quick note for pet owners, pets left outside, maybe you might want to bring your pets inside during the eclipse. They too can suffer that retinal damage, which could include blindness. Now, most animals usually don't look directly at the sun, but, you know, it's always better to be safe than sorry. And over most of Amador County, again, that eclipse is going to begin this morning about 9:03 or so. By 10:18, it'll be at its peak. But once again, remember, this will not be a total eclipse. We'll only see about a 76% total eclipse. It'll all be over with by about 11:40 or so. The total duration of the eclipse will be 2 hours 38 minutes.
Well, with today's total solar eclipse, AAA would like to offer some driving do's and don'ts. Do, find a safe place to park if you're going to observe the eclipse. Remember, don't stare straight at it. Keep in mind, peak darkness phase lasts just 2 to 3 minutes. Do, drive with your headlights on. Not only will you be much more visible to others, your forward vision will be improved. Do be alert to the possibility of distracted drivers and pedestrians. Drive defensively. Now, AAA has some eclipse driving don'ts, including don't attempt to watch the eclipse while driving. Don't wear eclipse glasses while driving, as the ultra-dark lenses make it so you can't see the road in front of you. And don't try to photograph or video the eclipse while driving. Find a safe place ahead of time to park and view the eclipse. AAA has been a leader and advocate for the safety and security of all travelers since it was founded more than 100 years ago.
Well, just before 3 p.m. Friday afternoon, units were dispatched to a residential structure fire on Spun Road in Jackson. Reports were that smoke was coming from the eaves of the home. Jackson Engines arrived first on the scene and found a two-story residential structure with smoke showing from the eaves. With a quick and aggressive attack, the fire was quickly located and extinguished before it could spread throughout the attic. The cause of the fire was determined to be electrical in nature. Damage was limited to a small portion of the attic and some sheetrock in the kitchen. Fire units from Amador Fire, Cal Fire, Sutter Creek Fire District, and the City of Ione Fire Department all responded.
And the Amador Water Agency has scheduled a water shutdown in the Plymouth area tomorrow. Beginning at 10 p.m., there will be a treated water line shutdown to facilitate the installation of a new water main. The shutdown may last up to 13 hours. Now, once the shutdown is complete and the water supply is turned back on, the state requires the city to take samples of the water to ensure it's safe for drinking. The testing takes 48 hours to analyze, therefore, during that time, AWA asks residents boil any water they plan on consuming until sample results are completed the afternoon of Friday, this Friday, August 25th. Now, once the city knows the results of the tests are acceptable, residents will be notified and can then resume using it. The water agency understands the burden this may place on individuals, and they greatly appreciate your understanding and cooperation. The intention is to get the work done quickly and efficiently, effectively. And ultimately, this project will benefit the whole community. If you would like more information on the water shutdown, contact Damon at 257-5284.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office has recently added a cold case webpage to the county website. This webpage has been created in an effort to obtain any information which could assist the Amador Sheriff's Office in their further investigation of unsolved homicides or missing person cases. The page includes the January 11, 1987 murder case of Gloria Schaumler. During the evening of the 11th, Schaumler, along with her husband Brian and their two young children, were at their home in Pioneer. According to Schaumler's husband, he left for work after his daughters went upstairs to bed for the night and his wife was still downstairs. The two daughters told deputies when they awoke the next morning, they went to their parents' bedroom and found their mother in bed, unresponsive, with stab wounds. The second case is the August 3, 1987 murder of Dennis Palmer. Palmer had told his girlfriend he was going to visit his parents in Alpine County that day. When she returned from work, he and his truck were both gone. After he failed to return, she called his parents, who said he never arrived at their home. On August 20th, Palmer's body was discovered in a mine shaft on his property. And the third cold case is from April 7th, 1997, and involves the disappearance of Stephen Lee Stafford. Stafford was working on a construction job in the Pioneer area and reportedly got into an argument and walked off the job site without anyone seeing him leave. On December 21st of 1997, a hiker discovered human skeletal remains in the steep wooded area of the McCallamy River Canyon that were identified as Stafford. The cause of death was determined to be blunt force to the head. All three of these cases still remain open, and anyone with information into the death of Stephen Stafford, Gloria Schaumler, or Dennis Palmer is encouraged to contact the Amador County Sheriff's Office at 223-6515. Now, you can view a full synopsis of each case on the county's Cold Case Investigations website.
And the California Department of Transportation, you probably know them as Caltrans, hosting a career fair today and inviting members of the public to learn more about jobs available within the department. Caltrans will have information on careers in maintenance, administration and traffic operation, environmental surveys, engineering, and more. Now, the free event includes program info booths, hiring process assistance, and info on current local job openings. Computers will be on hand for applicants to submit online info. With the passage of Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act, which is projected to raise a total of $54 billion through 2027, Caltrans expects a workload increase associated with accelerating construction projects and addressing deferred maintenance needs. The Caltrans Career Fair will be held today from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the San Joaquin County Ag Center in Stockton. For more information, email askrecruitment@dot.ca.gov.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning, Eclipse Day. Yes, get ready. The eclipse coming up shortly. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.